I can't come. That's not. It's an hour.
It's 5:30, Dan.
All right. I'm going to call this meeting to order at 5:30. Thanks for coming, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Did everybody, all the members get their business card in the box and get signed in? Did everybody get signed in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I only have 3 brain cells left today. So.
It's 2 more than I have. You dropped.
Pretty much everybody already knows this, but our meeting minutes are posted on the website. There's a transcribe that you can read, or you can listen to it. Okay. You have access to that right on our website. Okay, we actually have some new members here tonight. Jeff, you guys are new members too, but you've been here a couple times. Did we do the code of ethics? Where you guys
last
are here already? Yeah.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do it again tonight anyway. So, Claris, multimedia, you said, right?
Yeah.
So Jeff Bolte, welcome. Thanks for coming. Jeff's a new member. And we will all stand up here as soon as I find the code of ethics. Okay. I will be fair and honest, impartial, respectful, and professional, and act in good faith in all of my business relationships with my clients, trade partners, suppliers, the public, and other members of this association. I will provide my services and or products as I have advertised or presented them for the prices that I have quoted. I will establish goodwill and trust among members and the referrals I receive from this association. I will follow up with the referrals I receive from other members and through this association in general.
I will
maintain a positive and supportive attitude with this association and its members.
I will
uphold the ethical standards of my profession.
I will.
Thank you, guys. Good. So we're to 45 seconds. So everybody signed in. We already went through that. So let's get started with 45 seconds. We'll go around the room and everybody tell us a little bit about your business or something that you need in particular, sale, what's going on. You want to start, Matt?
Sure. No worries. Hello, everyone. My name is Matt Power. I am the owner of the Vinyl Underground Sign Shop in Charlton, Mass. Do I need anything? Not really this year. I'm pretty busy all year round. This time of year actually switches more to clothing, hats, jackets, shirts, and stuff like that. Still doing truck lettering and other things like that this time of year also. But I do all kinds of interior signage, exterior signage, vehicle lettering, obviously clothing, and stuff like that. So if you have anything, think about me, give me a call. Thank you.
You want to take a minute, Israel, to tell us why you're here and about the businesses?
Sure. 1 second.
By the way, too, I wanted to mention Israel is a guest tonight. He has his wife and his daughter have businesses, and they're interested in joining, so he came out to kind of scout it out for them tonight.
Good evening. My name is Israel Zarola. My wife, Rosemarie, has a business. She's a psychiatric nurse practitioner. And we'd heard about the Thompson Business Association on WIMY, so I wanted to come in and kind of find out what it is, what it's about. And my daughter has a photography business, and Nina Hermosa Photography, and she does family pictures and things like that. So just came to see and join and come and meet people.
Thanks for coming.
Me and my lovely partner Victoria here. We provide comprehensive financial planning, and pretty much through education. We don't sell people. We basically educate them and work out a financial plan to get them to their be debt free, to be ready for retirement, and pretty much goals and dreams also added to that. And pretty much we utilized exactly what we use for our clients, and we can attest that it would definitely work. I mean, planning is everything in financial services. So
it will help single people, families, businesses. We have different programs for businesses. Yeah. Like Bob says, it's all about education. And that's what I like about it. And what we educate people on is factual information. And we just love making a difference. Thank you so much. And our office is in Middlebury, Mass.
And every way we are.
Tira?
Tira Pat, Director of Planning and Development for the Town of Thompson. I'm here really to be a resource for the members of the association. If you have questions about stuff that's going on in town, I don't have all the answers to everything, but I often have at least insights into stuff. And as you all know, I'm willing to make it up if it feels right. We'll have a couple things to talk about during the time that's allotted to me on the agenda, including the 65 Main project. And really, that is it.
All right, Sarah?
Sarah King, Boston and Painting Services. We clean and paint everything. Under the sun, I feel like. Looking for small interior projects, yes, through winter. Not this week because Michael is completely down on Valium from his back. Having fun. That's why I have no patience left here. If you need us, you can find us on flawlesscleaningandpainting.com, where we provide a brilliant blend of cleanliness and color. It's a mouthful, but that's what it is.
Jeff?
Yep, Jeff Bolte, owner of Claire's Multimedia Group. We handle photo, video, aerial work of all different kinds, anywhere between small businesses up to Fortune 500 companies. A lot of sports, colleges, UConn, Haven, Bridgeport, wide range of New England all around. Our biggest need right now is we're looking for some sponsors for Turtle Island Memorial High School basketball live streams. You might have seen it on the Facebook page. We only have a handful of them. We try not to duplicate businesses. So if you're, you know, a tax prep, we're working with one, you know, mortgage company and stuff like that. But we do 22 dates this year, JV and varsity basketball, so it's about a three and a half hours. We run ads throughout the games. Any questions, just talking to Dave. Thank you.
Dave.
Hey, David Delphi, bank hometown here in North Roserdale. Just a small community bank, but if you have any needs, come see us. We love to work with people and business, personal accounts, whatever you've got, credit cards, whatever you need. We just love to help people, so come on down and come see me.
He helped us a lot.
Jim?
Diane and Alan Patterson Insurance Services. So health insurance, life insurance, annuities, that kind of thing. And we just came off the annual election period last Thursday for Medicare. And right now in the throes of Access Health, which is the Affordable Care Exchange Marketplace, which ends on Friday. And then we get a breather on Saturday. That's that thing.
And Pam Bellance with AJ Manufacturing. My husband's not here tonight.
Oh my God.
No worries. Anyhow, we manufacture hard pads, which are floor protective pads that go under wood stoves, pellet stoves, gas stoves. We do not sell direct to the public, but we do sell through retail stores in this area and throughout the United States. So that's what we do.
Nice. Thank you. Chris?
I got two rants, so I'll make it quick. My name's Chris Pachanok. I'm a busy man. Spread thin between my bait shop and welding business. So I'll start with the bait shop. I'm like one of the last bait shops around for like 30 miles. If you need live bait, worms, shiners, your basic necessities to get through fishing, I got that. It's 24-hour self-service, so I'm not there. Cash and Cash App, but other than that, you can call and ask for questions. side too. I run a welding shop in town. His name is Fat Boy Builds. I build anything from fire pits to working on horse trailers. I've been doing a couple of exhaust repairs. Guy came in, the last one, I did the muffler and the tailpipe. He came back 2 days later, the rest of it fell apart.
So. Oh, no.
It ended up being doing the whole exhaust. So, I'm not really a body working guy, but anything from your yard work to custom creation fire pits and stuff like that, I can do that.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Joanne?
Hello, I'm Joanne Chanel from Teague. Which, if you don't know us, we're a nonprofit here in Thompson, but we serve as Thompson, Concord, and Woodstock. We have services really from birth to seniors and everything in between.
Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah.
Brian? I don't need a timer. I emptied out the truck for the winter, so VTech is doing nothing. All done?
That's it.
I'm done.
Oh,
we all missed it, exactly.
That's it, it's December. I'm Sandy from Carrigan Tax Service. Right now, I'm helping businesses wrap up their year. A couple businesses, I'm helping them start their year and end their year. But we have less than a month before like tax season starts again. Hired a few staff. Right now, I don't need anything. I need to just be calm until Christmas is over. But that's who I am. That's what's going on. I am part of the
sponsorship.
Yeah, the sponsorship for the basketball games, and have been for at least three years now. Yeah.
My name should be first on the sign. That's it. It's all workable.
For a price. It's all workable for a price. I'm Allie with Allie Mac and Diciani Consulting. We are a marketing agency, and I do anything from your social media management all the way to making your business cards and logos. And if you really need help getting up and started with a small business, I'm the one who does all that research you don't want to do, like what licenses you need, what kind of funds you need, places to get connected to get started. I do the frustrating work so you don't have to and actually can have fun getting your business up and going, or the tasks that you really don't have the time to handle, like posting on your social media, keeping up with all of your messages and inquiries. So give me a call if you need anything up that alley. I'm always looking to expand and get more clients, so referrals are what I'm looking for at the moment.
Were you on the right. And why?
Me? Yes.
Okay. I thought I heard you on the
video. She was on WI and Y with the Business Association.
Yes.
Yeah. That's one of the benefits of joining, because you get, every month we take two businesses on WI and Y to get there.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
So my name is Dan Bennett. I'm the owner of DDC Solutions, where we transform the space you live in to a place you'll love to be in. And we're hosting a design expo at Taylor Brook Winery, or Tech Taylor Brook Brewery, actually, January 24th. We're going to have all our trade partners out there, so our electrician, our plumber. We're going to have Bank Hometown out there as a lender. We're going to have a real estate agent. We're going to have our audio-video guy. I'm probably forgetting somebody, but... Sarah, hey, that's right, we're going to have somebody from Eastford Building Supply is going to come out and do a talk about what's going to be trending in 2024 for home interior home design. And then you just be able to mingle, and if you have a question about electrical or plumbing or whatever, they'll all be there to talk to. So we're going to, everybody that registers, pre-registers online, we're going to buy you one drink. It's going to be catered by G7. Obviously, there'll be more beer and wine for sale. And it's going to be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's going to be a good time. Come hang out with us. So that's about it. And then we're moving on. I guess I'm not even going to sit down. So as part of being Business of the Month, you get to spend 10 minutes talking to the group about your business. Dave Chaplin, DC's Clean Outs and Handyman Services, didn't want to do the 10 minutes today because he probably just got back from Jamaica. He didn't have time to get prepared, and so he's not even here. But so Dave, DC Clean Outs and Handyman Services, if you haven't heard of him, look him up. Does great handyman work. I've sent him to clients for smaller jobs that we can't do, and I always get good reviews back. And so Dave's a good guy. He helps out a lot with the Weekend Warrior program. So if you got something, basement or something needs to be cleaned out, or you need some handyman work done, Dave's the guy. And then I have, as soon as I can find it here, let's see. Oh yeah, right here. So, in our ever-evolving world, the digital age stands out as a transformational era, especially for businesses like ours in the home remodeling industry. This period isn't just about the latest tech advancements, it's about how these changes redefine the way we connect with our clients and operate our businesses. Digital transformation. For me, this means more than just using tech tools. It's about fundamentally changing the way we work. For instance, in my home remodeling business, integrating 3D modeling software has revolutionized our design process. It's not only streamlined our operations, but it also gives our clients an immersed view of their project. And what we find that the best part of all that is it relieves stress in the project. People are spending a lot of money on a new kitchen, bathroom, whatever it is, and when they can actually see what they're buying before they actually have to get involved, it just takes so much stress out of the process for everybody. So, data. The next part, data has become an invaluable asset to the decision-making process in my business. Every client interaction and project completion is a source of crucial data. We use client feedback and project data to identify popular design trends and common issues. This data-driven approach has helped us refine our services, improve project management, and elevate client satisfaction. Innovations in customer engagement. Mainly customer engagement, we use Builder Trend software, which the whole platform takes the client all the way from lead intake, from when they first reach out to us, all the way through warranty phase. The biggest part of that is their client portals. Everybody that works with us gets their own client portal. They get to create their own login information. They can log in anywhere they are from a smartphone, tablet, computer, and see up-to-date information about their schedule, payment information, any documents, any change orders that need to be done, it's all done there. It's communication and transparency and a data trail or a paper trail, so everything is recorded. So if there's ever an issue along the process, we can go back and look at what was actually talked about. Adapting to changing customer needs. Being adaptable is crucial, particularly in home remodeling industry where trends and customer preferences constantly change. I always focus on staying responsive to these shifts, like incorporating eco-friendly materials in response to growing environmental awareness. It's also about listening to our clients, keeping up with industry trends, and being ready to evolve our offerings. Just one thing I'll say about that is, starting in 2024, the state of Connecticut has dramatically increased their insulation requirements. So we can still build exterior walls with 2x6s, but it will have to be sprayed with high density spray foam. You have to have R30 insulation in the walls now. So it's either use the high density spray foam or expand the wall cavity to a 2x8 or more. So when I first started framing houses, it was 2x4s. I actually remember that 2x4 to 2x6 shift. Like one day we were building houses with 2x4s, the next day it's 2x6s, and I'm like, what's going on here? It wasn't about strength, that's what I thought at first, but it's all about insulation. Let's see here. In summary, the digital age presents incredible opportunities for growth and innovation in our field, from embracing digital tools and leveraging data, engaging with clients online, and adapting new trends. There are numerous ways to advance our businesses. I encourage all of you to consider how these strategies can be applied to your own companies. Let's not just adapt to the digital age, let's be the forefront of this transformation in our industry.
Awesome.
That's it. Thank
Great
you.
Job.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. So, and she didn't give me anything, so we're nothing from Jody tonight. Brian, membership report, what do we got?
Well, it's looking pretty good. We're almost at the end of the year. We wanted to hit 100, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
And Dan reminded us last month, that we're not losers. Because we're making a valiant effort here. We are up to 83. We had 77 last month.
This time last year, we had like 48.
Yeah, I think 50, like right around 50. Yeah. So we did really good.
Yeah. We picked up Claris Multimedia Group, Enchanted Jewelry, Fairway Independent Mortgage Switch. It's now Revolution Mortgage.
Yep.
So it's even. We have Girls in Tools, Greg Corso Consulting, all since last month, Revolution Mortgage, like I said. Now, Wilsonville Herb Farm is on, but I didn't realize that they were on.
Oh, they should have been.
Yeah, they weren't on here before.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
They should have been, though. He signed up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a surprise, but that's where we're at 83, which is really respectable.
84? I didn't ask,
because
we just decided Woodstock Cavern.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Woodstock Cavern?
Yeah, since Woodstock Cavern did a huge contribution to the Thanksgiving dinner, we decided to make them, we're going to pay for their membership for 2024.
Hmm.
So
we'll bring them in. And we, and in this one, who's here with us tonight?
Yeah, I have Claire. I mentioned Claire.
Oh, did you? Okay, yeah. Good.
This one.
Yep. Claire, right there.
That guy.
And we still never picked up drafters.
I know.
They keep trying.
They promised.
Every time you guys go to drafters, but you guys should join the Thompson.
A couple more points about that is, for one, again, as Brian just said, we did a fantastic job. The momentum is building. Everybody's been super engaged in it all year. We've grown from what we just said, approximately at least about 33 people this year, which is huge. I mean, that's like, you know what, like 60%, right? Am I crazy? No, that's right. About 60% of growth in 1 year. So that's like fantastic. And the momentum's building. The more we get, the faster it's going to happen. So.
Yeah, and the more we support each other, which was the whole premise of this back in 2011, supporting each other. Now, I know that one of the benefits, if you're new, when your name gets drawn, your business card, you also get your business put on the sign in front of Town Hall, besides being featured on our website and stuff. So last month, I went and turned in D.C. cleanouts, and someone in the Town Hall said, "Ooh, I can use a clean out. Will they do my house?" And I said, "Yeah,
I'm sure they will."
So again, it's us communicating, and you know, the people at this table can't do your business for you. We all have to work together.
Right.
That's my piece.
And we also added a new program this year, which is our Dine Local. So we added a page to the website. Restaurants that join, which we didn't have any restaurants before this, they get a clickable link on the Dine Local page. So you can every restaurant in town, we put them on the page automatically. But it's just their name and address. Once they join, they get a nice clickable link, takes them to their website, stuff like that. So, and we haven't got drafters yet, but we've got Middletown Grill, Thompson House of Pizza,
Pit Stop,
and now
Mackey's.
Woodstock Tavern. So we've got five restaurants.
That's cool.
Yeah, up until last year we had none.
Yeah. Right.
Which is a loss, because that's the main business in Thompson is restaurants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You'll never retire. All right, I'm going to go over the board and the treasurer's report. If anybody wanted a copy, there was a copy up here. I didn't pass them out tonight, but I'll just read you guys some numbers. The main account has $1,646.32 in it. There is an outstanding check for $80, like every month, to WIY. And our renewals, a lot of people pay online for our renewals that goes from into our PayPal account, and then I have to transfer it to the main account. So there's 16308 pending transferring into the account. The Weekend Warrior account has current, our current acting account has $3,051.45. Thank you, AJ Manufacturing. I have to extend the Lions Club. You guys are both here. We, Sarah and I went to the Lions Club meeting last month, and we literally walked in to just talk about the Weekend Warrior program. We walked out with a check from the Lions Club, a promise for a check from AJ Manufacturing, which turned out to be much more than they even mentioned at the meeting, and the waitress gave us her tips that night. So all this money is earmarked for a commercial-sized refrigerator freezer. We have a commercial-sized refrigerator, and we have like three, four different little freezers. We definitely need a big commercial-sized freezer. So all that's where all that $2,100 is earmarked for that.
Yeah, I know.
It's like,
I wish we already had it because I picked up 95 turkeys.
Yeah, the way just the line size.
95 turkeys don't fit in small freezers.
Yeah, I'll talk about that when we go to the Weekend Warrior part. Yeah, the Lions gave Ona, Ona that's there during the golf tournament, gave her an envelope with her tips, and then she, thanking her for helping them all year, and then she walked over and gave it to us. Our backup accountant just explained a little. We have a backup account for the Weekend Warrior account, just so that not all our money is hanging out in that account. Our backup account has $8,327.12. Our Thanksgiving account has $499.53. I'll explain a little bit at this section. I was talking about it when I first got here, but we, every year, the money we collect, so we put Thanksgiving dinner on at the Quinnipiac Fire Department for free every year for anyone. Doesn't matter if you live in Thompson, doesn't matter if you have $1 million or you have a dollar in your pocket. Anybody can come to Thanksgiving dinner. Typically, we have about 60-something people coming. This year, we had over 110. I think we had 112 people. Usually, we get enough, like, donations to cover us for the following year. But with like food costs going up, no matter how we cut our corners, there was no way we were going to have enough money to cover our Thanksgiving dinner. So I had asked the team if we could transfer some Weekend Warrior money into that account so we could cover our food bill. Now the food is ordered through the Woodstock. Dino, who's the owner of the Woodstock Tavern, also worked for Sherwood's when it was Sherwood's, and every year he would order food for us at his cost, and we would cover that bill, be a few hundred dollars. This year it turned out to be $800 and something because food just was ridiculous. So today I called Dino and I said, I've got a check for you. And he said, why do you have a check for me? I said, for the bill from your supplier. And he said, I took care of that. That's all set. Wow. They're doing so well this year. He covered an $800 and something food bill for us.
Wow.
So that's why we have enough money in there to get started for next year now, because we don't even have to touch it. But so that's why that was extremely generous. They're doing so well since they reopened. They can't even like express how grateful they are to the world right now. So yeah, so he's like, if I can do it, I'm gonna do it. So yeah, so that's why they're gonna be a member. We're offering them free membership because of that huge donation. And then the golf tournament account, which is just money that hangs out there to start us next year, is $507.57.
Okay. Treasurer's report.
Treasurer's report.
Tira, you're up. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Keith, Joanne, you're up.
Obviously, this is a really, really busy time. We just got off of Thanksgiving, and like you, our numbers are significantly higher. We serve 613 individuals, which represents 259 families. Last year, we took care of 201 families, and that's providing all of their food. And then so far for Christmas this year, we have 285 families signed up, which is over 240 from last year.
Wow.
So you know the need is significant. You see it too with the Warriors. We provide gifts to the children. We even provide gifts to seniors who want to give a gift to their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any Anything, any events or anything coming up, or?
No, our next big event will be in April, our annual Paddle Heart Auction, so it's April 5th at Connecticut National.
All right, Tira, you're up.
I'll tag team on to Teeth. We've been running a toy drive since the Monday after Thanksgiving, which is going to go through next Friday. Teeth did a pickup today, so they got the van stuffed full of toys for today, but we are doing a companion toy drive for Toys for Tots through next Friday because they have a much later distribution date. So if you find yourself in Town Hall, I organize the toy drive, so I'm very possessive of it. Please feel free to drop off an unwrapped new toy. Be advised that Toys for Tots will not accept donations that include any food component or realistic looking toy weapons. In other words, Nerf guns, like plastic Wonder Woman swords, A-OK. Really, it's realistic looking firearms. They will not accept them, they will not distribute them. But anything else, fair game. Drop it off to the tax office of the town clerk's office. So that was my little one. So the big one, which is really relevant to this group, of course, is the 65 Main Project, which is ongoing. The four folks at the head table have been involved. They've come to the first couple of workshops. Actually, you missed the first two, right?
No, I missed the last one.
Just the last one. You were at the first one, right? So I'd love to actually hear some input from you guys on what we've done. The next workshop is 1 week from tonight in this very room. Wayne Weissman from the Permaculture Project will be back. So I've skipped over a lot of information already, but so for those who are not familiar, just down the street from us is 65 Main Street, which the town owns, has owned since it was donated to the town by the Turtelot family in 1914-ish. It's been vacant now for 12 years, ever since Teague vacated it for their spiffy new on the hill property. And it's been a persistent problem for the town because we own it, we're responsible for it, but it's been, there's been no resources to renovate it, put it to use. So I have a couple of grants in place, one to renovate and one to plan for the future of the facility. Both of those are now ongoing. They're a pair of federal awards. Anybody who's been by has seen that the renovation has been underway. The demolition and hazmat abatement inside and out is complete. So every stitch of lead, asbestos, whatever other contaminants were in there are gone. It is a gut to the studs. And it's got a brand new roof on it. The roofers are, it's possible that they'll finish it this year, but I expect them to come back in the spring to do the gutters and the rest of the metalwork. I'm going to coordinate with the Historical Society on exterior paint finishes so that it can fit their vision of what the historic property looks like. That's the renovation side. The planning side is the workshopping, and that is a community engagement process where we want stakeholders involved. And stakeholders is neighborhood residents, the people of this association, the team clientele, because what we've envisioned, as I've communicated variously, is a small business support center, and whatever that means. Now, the last workshop, we did essentially a giant brainstorming game, which is starting to identify those priorities. And I can tell you that what started to bubble to the top, the greatest interest seems to be in creating a pipeline from the high school and the career pathways into the facility. Particularly for kids who aren't college-tracked, who might be interested in entrepreneurship coming right out of the gate, but also incubator and accelerator programming within the facility. But another piece of it, and what the focus is going to be next week, is actually site design for the 3.2 to 3.5-ish acres behind 65 Main, which are actually a part of the Riverside Park parcel. The consultant that we hired under my planning grant, Wayne Weissman, comes out from Illinois. He is a permaculture specialist. Permaculture is super easy to understand, but super hard to describe. You can essentially think of it as where human ecology intersects with both conservation and agriculture. And the concept for that 3.2 acres is a public park planted on or installed on permaculture principles, which would have high food value native species that would essentially be free access, some community gardening, perhaps some interpretive things. So Wayne is going to be out 1 week from tonight in this room, 6 to 8 p.m., to do a two-hour intensive on his early stage concepts and to try to get more input from, again, neighborhood residents, the other stakeholders. So that's going to be an intensive on the site design. I am looking for RSVPs for that because I will be providing pizza and eggnog, and I want to make sure that I have snacks, and I want to make sure that I have enough because I'm an Italian person, so the idea of not having enough gives me, like, night sweats. So RSVP not required. You can just walk in, sit in, listen, give input, not get input, whatever, but I would appreciate it if you email me just with an RSVP to planner at thompsonct.org by next Tuesday, just so I can get that and get stuff ordered. But no big deal if you just decide at the last minute to come. That's
my spiel. You might not get pizza though.
Well, you might have to share. Anyway, that's my spiel. Love to hear you guys' input on what you've heard and seen thus far.
I mean, I think it's fantastic. I just really like the idea of the whole project. I like the idea that building won't be falling down in an eyesore anymore. It's going to be beautiful. When you just said that you're working with the Historical Society, that's like awesome. That it's going to, you know, be historically correct and fit into the town the way it's supposed to. And as far as the programming goes, both meetings that I've been to were great. I mean, I forget his name, but the permaculture guy was right. That was the focus of the first meeting. Just really listening to him, and that whole idea too that it's going to be that whole area is going to be cleared out in the back and be, you know, instead of just being woods back there, it's going to be the permagarden and it goes out to the river. It's going to be beautiful. And then the tying it in with the high school, I didn't know until we went to the ribbon cutting 2 months ago now for the culinary arts program that the high school here in town has an amazing career pathways. It's almost like going to tech. You know, there's like, what, 8 different programs, I think? That's fantastic. And then if we can create this business center where the kids that are, just like Tira just said, that are coming out of the high school, they're entrepreneurial. And previously they might have been like, I got to get out of Thompson. There's nothing here for me. Now they're going to know that there's the business association, the incubator where they can get help. So I think the whole thing's fantastic. The meetings have been engaging. There's pizza and candy. And, you know, so come out and hang out. Join us. It's good.
Cool. And as always, if anybody's got any questions about anything either that I talk about or that's going on, I'm happy to do my best to at least provide some insight from the town side.
Well, at least I can send some excess plants when I plant them.
Perhaps.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah, hundreds of extra plants.
So are you, I mean, once this is up and running, which, what are you thinking, 2024?
Well, It's always so hard to project, right? So the original renovation grant, which was $240,000 from the Small Business Administration, that's almost completely expended because the hazmat and demo was 3 to 4 times what we were estimated by the architect. So that threw a wrench in that. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a grant request that is going in the next 2 to 3 days to the state. It's a resubmission of grant that I put in for round 3, which was unsuccessful to DECD, but they encourage you to reapply. Yeah. It's called the Community Investment Fund. It's a $3.88 million grant request. Now, the bulk of that, I want to be clear, is actually the full-depth reconstruction of Main Street and the sidewalks. That's like $3.3 million.
That was going to be my next question.
Right off the bat. But also in that request is to close that renovation gap. Now, if that's successful, we can essentially get back rolling right in the spring. Mm-hmm. The planning grant goes through the end of March 2025. That's for the full development of the master plan. But as I have sort of mapped it out in my head and described in this other grant application, you know, if we can get the renovation sufficiently done, and to, in my mind, that's the first floor in the basement, mm-hmm. even if we're still working on the second and third floors, mm-hmm. that is something that we can then start to use. Maybe not fully implement, but use. Mm-hmm. So again, if we get this grant and we can complete that renovation by the end of calendar 24, which is totally feasible, then by 25, yes, you could start to see some activity in there. That, I think, is best case scenario. Any project like this where there's no real possibility of funding it straight up through the municipality, because there isn't, is going to be grant dependent. So it's going to be whatever like daisy chains of grants I can string together until it can start to either generate program income or get integrated into the school curriculum in a way that isn't income dependent. But all of that is also part of the master planning project, right? So best case scenario, I think, is early 25 it comes online. But the processes will just be ongoing now, mm-hmm. right? As long as I'm here, I'm going to keep pushing that puppy forward. So
good. I'm glad to hear like the road will sidewalk.
Well, that's the thing. It's the grant. It's so we didn't get round three. There's going to be a total of 8 rounds of this.
Okay.
Only like between 60 and 70 communities in the state of Connecticut qualify. Thompson is a qualifying community because we're an alliance district. So we didn't get the request the first time, but what they do is they give you an executive summary of where they thought you could have strengthened your application.
Mm-hmm.
So I responded to all of those questions. The only thing I'm waiting on, actually, is an updated letter of support from State Senator Flexer, because this particular program requires that. I talked to her assistant today. I'll have it within a day or two. So my application's been ready to go since last week. The deadline's Friday. I'm going to end up submitting it on Friday when I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. It is a stronger application because it's responded to their specific call-outs. And we have progress to show, right? I can show a photo record of what's gone on in the building, what's gone on across the street at Superior Bakery, even though it's not a part of our request. It shows that these things are happening, and that, yes, particularly the improved road surface and sidewalks, but these are the businesses that are coming in. They want those surfaces improved. So it's a strong application, but it is a competitive program. I am going to keep throwing this application back at them until they give us money.
Good.
That's just the way it is.
I'm excited for it.
Cool. All right.
Missy couldn't be here.
Well, we got Brian to back up with the EDC report, Economic Development Commission report.
Yep. We had a meeting. We did have one in October because it was time for meet the candidates. So we had a meeting in November. We had two new businesses reported. One was Pantograph in Thompson, they're a publisher, and one was Sacred Heart Journeys. It's a spiritual-based business, education, meditation, merchandise, books, crystals, etc. And that's in North Brookfield. Year-end business we did. We had to approve our 2024 meeting schedule for the town. We're looking at, hopefully everyone will renew. We had 5 people due for renewal, and it looks like we will have one opening. We will have one opening as an alternate. So if you're interested in being an alternate on the EDC, talk to me.
Opening? What?
Renee is just too stressed. Busy. Yeah. Too stretched out, not stressed. Other than that, yes, we talked a lot about the Blaine Road intersection, which is done. 65 Main is always, well, Main Street itself is one big item on our agenda every single month. We had an update on the turkey trot, and we talked about our Winter Wonderland, which was last Friday.
EDC was involved, TBA was involved. Did anybody go come downtown for the Winter Wonderland? Sarah said no. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Well, we had 14 vendors set up on the sidewalk behind the community center. We had a tree auction in here. We had Dan get stuck doing the hot chocolate all night down by the bonfire. We had Max, he rolled out his new catering truck. So it was, attendance was actually pretty good. We still have to have a follow-up meeting, but we had a lot of active participation from TBA, from EDC, from the town. So hopefully this will be an annual thing.
Try to figure out why the fire department put the fire out 30 minutes early.
I don't know. It could be because they ran. They did. They were short on wood, and maybe it was just getting down on wood. And they.
It was the fire was raging, and there was still a bunch of people around. And I was like, all of a sudden, they were just spraying the fire down, and then everybody left.
Anyway.
And I was like, what just happened?
I must have gone back to. Yeah.
I think you were at the.
I went back to the TGA.
They probably have a protocol.
I know they didn't have as much.
Everybody goes to bed at 7:30 out there, right?
People were pet, even the vendors on the sidewalk, because TBA had a booth, a tent, volunteering to wrap any packages that you had bought at the other vendors. That was one of the 14 setups. So I had gone around to all the vendors saying, you know, come up to tent number one.
Did you buy presents?
Nice. But people were starting to pack up at about 7:15 or so, and maybe that's why they put the fire. I don't know.
Could be if there's a larger fire, they probably just want to leave themselves time to make sure it's completely out.
And that could be.
Maybe.
But I know they didn't have as much wood as they thought they were going to have. They were grabbing branches and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
We offered ballots.
There weren't that many, not as many as usual, according to John Sharp.
Well, they used to have people bring their Christmas trees.
Oh, because we did it in January.
That'd be a little awkward.
Yeah. The Grinch does that.
Wait a minute. What did we just do?
Now, Amanda, I don't know if you said that. Amanda did say that she thought there was more attendance at this bonfire than any of the previous ones she'd been to, like when they did it in January. So I think they will probably keep that piece at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I stopped by early, and I was very pleased to see how it was going, because Brian and Dan will tell you, I have to say, I had high skepticism on.
We had conversations.
Yeah, we had a lot of conversations about this. But I think the event has a ton of potential for the next year. And like with a couple of little tweaks, I think it can be an excellent annual.
Start planning it a little earlier.
Well, that is the thing. Yes. Any event like that, and I've done plenty of event plans, needs to be. Needs to have a year-round, kind of like you do with the golf tournament anything else. It needs to have a year-round schedule that you know, it doesn't mean you have to talk about it intensely in January, but you have to know what your benchmarks are and you've got to hit them.
That didn't get started planning until maybe 6 weeks out, right?
Oh, no, it was, we talked about it over the summer, but there were a lot of hurdles that we shouldn't have had.
Yeah.
I'm going to bug them now for what I call the post-mortem.
Yes,
That's from working in, digital and Intel, after the fact meetings.
Okay.
And that should happen within 2 to 3 weeks at the most.
Next week, I saw Brian today.
Okay, after an event. And we'll start with what could we have done better? Should we change the time? Should we shorten this? What can we add? What didn't work? And from there, the planning should start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll do better.
I think it was
good. And I agree, there was a lot of people down there. We gave away a lot of hot chocolate, more than I expected to, that's for sure.
So they sold over 1,000 tickets for the tree raffle. Not that everybody bought just one ticket, but that tells you, more actively.
And unfortunately, we had a horse drawn wagon, and the operator got sick.
So maybe that's what put the fire out, because they did leave early. They left right around 7, the horse and buggy.
They left before that.
Yeah, they did.
Because he was going to try to make it. He didn't feel well before he got there. Because I was going to take a ride with Amy and do a single log on the wagon.
Aww.
And that it was the last ride. Aww. We did have Sarah's guy.
Missy took a video.
We did walk around and do a little caroling. Aww. They wanted me to play the guitar down by, I'm old, not 30 degrees. I really would like to. Mm-hmm. If you want to do it inside, I'm there. But we had a couple of the high school kids, and I had word sheets because I've done that kind of thing. So that was, people enjoyed that. We went around for an hour or so.
Yeah, just something else.
And Tira did one.
We aimed
right at you.
It just needed the snow. I pictured a Hallmark movie, and it really didn't look like that because it was Main Street. But maybe once it's paved.
But it's a good opportunity. It did work out well. I didn't know how well it would work along the main street, but good opportunity for any of our businesses, TBA or not, in a town where we have no storefronts. Mm. Keep your eyes on things like this that we do. It's for your benefit. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Absolutely. How's that?
I think so.
Okay. All right, so real quick, Missy's not here tonight, but the Winnie Radio Report, we have Beth Tasca of the Pawfix Stitch, and Lori Ducharme of Prestige Nail Salon in Webster. They're going to be on the radio next Tuesday morning with Missy. And then next month, we're already filled up. We have Jeff and Claris Multimedia and Chris. Are you doing one of your businesses next month, and then the
one after? Yeah.
Right.
So I'm doing the bait shop again for like ice fishing, and
yep.
Then I'll be looking for more work and welding and stuff. So.
Cool. So yeah. So Chris and Jeff next month in January, and then Chris is signed up again for the following month. But we still have an opening in February and beyond. So there's two spots every month. Go on the website and you can get signed up if you want to go on the radio, hang out with Gary. It's kind of funny.
It is fun.
Always a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, always a good time.
Okay, and then Allie, you're up. So what do we got?
So the amount of views we got this month on our TBA group was 5,158 people. We're still right up there being noticed and seen. For engagement, I'm pretty excited for this. We had 160 posts in the last month. Our popular day this month was Tuesday. For whatever reason, everybody was just up on there on Tuesday between 4 a.m. and 12 p.m. So either you guys really like to work hard or you're not sleeping.
We have a club, it's the 4 a.m. club. It's like me, Sandy, and Dan. We start texting people.
The top two posts this month, one was from American Tax Service for the Describe Your Wednesday Using a GIF. That was the top post
that
of the month.
That was the most fun, yeah.
Then it was Flawless Cleaning and Painting for the Gifts for Seniors. And then the runner-up was Dan for Supporting Local Business. That was the top three, and this was when he visited Prestige. So for our top contributors, this month our winner is Sandy from Carrington Tax Service. So as I explained last month, and I'll explain again here. So now I am able to track not only how much you guys post, but how much you comment. So what goes into this decision is how much you're doing of both and what it totals. So while Vicky and the Vinyl Underground topped at 31 posts this month, there was 0 comments from Matt. You got to get on your comments. 17 from Vicky. Sandy, you commented 41 times.
Wow.
And you posted 30. Following up was Max Catering Service, Flawless Cleaning. You posted 17 times with 5 comments. SP Digital Services, DBC Solutions, Your Page Today, The Weekend Warriors, and Sarah. So those are our top 10 contributors. Sandy, you commented the most along with posting.
Do you know that not one of my posts were about my business. I don't know if everybody paid attention. They were just motivational quotes.
To support other businesses.
Yeah.
So we are trending in the United States, which I'm really happy about. We're not being seen in places like overseas. The top cities, we had 243 people visit our site, our page from Topsley, Connecticut, 38 from Putnam, 26 from Woodstock, 22 from Webster, 25 from Dudley, 14 from Dayville, 11 from Pomfret, 10 from Charlton, 10 from Danielson, and 10 from Southbridge. We are trending primarily in Thompson and Putnam at the moment. So all in all, we're on track. We're doing really well. And I am very proud of everybody because everyone's comment and engagement has gone way up this month. So you're all working pretty hard. So congratulations.
And Sandy's the winner of our brand new You Are the Shit Award.
Starts next month, so I will go from 41 comments to negative 41 comments. So
every time you're the top contributor, you will get the award.
Okay, Sandy, Weekend Warrior Report.
Weekend Warrior Report. Okay, a couple cool things that have happened since last month. We are now helping, for people who don't know, we help the elementary school and the middle school and the senior citizens in town. We had no foot in the door in the high school, but now we do. We were contacted by the, I forget what the name of that group is. It's a group to help kids learn how to take care of everyday needs by themselves.
Transition program?
No, Liz is in the group, I can't.
There's Pride, and then there's Diversity.
Maybe, I don't know.
And
Michael Joyce, the shop teacher, is running the program. So he encouraged his students to reach out if they needed something and try and take care of everyday items. And so we received an email telling us how important it is for the kids to have snacks in their classroom because they eat lunch at like ridiculously 10:30 and then get out of school at 3 o'clock. So the kid who wrote to us like had statistics. He really put a lot of effort into the letter. So now the Weekend Warrior program is providing snacks to all the classrooms in the high school.
No.
So we went from, I'll tell you, I forget how many it is. It's 225 students. I think there are 23 classrooms. So we bring 400 pieces of snacks, so cases and cases of snacks, and bring them to Mr. Joyce and then the kids. It's their responsibility to get the snacks to all the different classrooms. And the wood shop had built like a little case for them to go in. And yeah, so every classroom now has snacks from us, which is kind of cool. Another thing that happened is that the majority of our food comes from the Midwest Food Bank in Manchester, Connecticut. We were considered a small organization, just based on our numbers when we first signed up, which was a couple years ago. I gave them updated numbers, and we are now a large organization.
Wow.
We help 51 families in the elementary and middle school every week, which totals, I think it's 213 individual people every week in the middle school and elementary school. Now we've helped the high school, so that's an additional 225 students, and that on a weekly basis. So multiply that times four or five, we have 5 weeks. And then we help 86 senior citizen households in town for a total, I think we're up to 110 individual people. So we're like at 1,200 people a month that we're giving food to. So our numbers went up tremendously, and so now we can get extra food from the food bank. So we still supplement what we need with the funds that we have, but like for instance, this month we got turkeys. So this year for the seniors, we're going to be able to give them a turkeys, vegetables, stuffing, like a dinner, and it's going to be the 21st we're going to deliver, and so they'll have like a meal for for Christmas, so it'll be really nice.
That's great.
Yeah, and we also have like a gift basket going out to them with very generous people in the community have donated 85 individual things. The liquidation lady, who's one of our members, donated planters, and then other people have donated 85 things, and we're making like baskets. And so when everybody delivers their food this week, this month, they're also going to bring the gift to everybody. So they'll have a little something.
There is still time if anybody wants
and there's
to do that
still
by
time.
Friday. I need 85 of something.
Yeah,
my house by Friday.
By Friday, we're putting the baskets together on Saturday. So, and then another fun thing, which is tomorrow, we're doing a pop-up event and partnering with Co-op Consignments in Putnam. We are going to be at River Mill Village, the Three Rows. We are setting up and giving away food. We are setting up tables. We have. Tammy and I were there all afternoon. We put together water, snacks, food, all kinds of things, like personal hygiene items, like socks. Like we have a bunch of Bomba donated to Love socks. We have socks and underwear. And so we have a lot, and mitts and hats, and we've just been getting donations all over the place. So tomorrow we're going to be there and literally set up shop, right? We're going to set up tables, set up cases, and open our cases, and have food laid out. Co-op Consignments is going to be there, and they're going to have winter coats and hats and all warm clothes and sweatshirts and toys. And people, I've had signs out there for a little bit more than over a week, and the property manager has advertised it. So people can literally just come shopping for free through our thing. We're going to be there from 3 to 4 tomorrow. Just to throw this out there, we're going to be loading up our trucks at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the mill. Anybody who is big and strong can come and help us load our truck, that would be really awesome. Once we get there, unloading it, setting it up, I think we're pretty good. Getting all the crap on the truck might be it. But we could use a couple extra hands. So if anybody's able to help, let me know, reach out to me, I'll tell you where to go. If you've already helped us in the past, you know where we are. So, but yeah, that's the three fun things that have happened.
Okay, thank you. Golf tournament, real quick, next month, we haven't picked a date yet, but next month will be our first planning meeting for the new golf tournament for 2024, so we'll put out an announcement next soon for that. Our mixer, winter mixer, 116, so I'm a little bit behind the eight ball getting started on this one, so we gotta, like, when we go to dinner tonight or whatever, we can, like, really get involved, and I really want to get the ads going by, like, Friday. It's on the 16th, so it's going to be at the Steve's Nail Salon in Webster. It's going to be on January 16th. We do need an alcohol sponsor, beer and wine sponsor. It only takes what? What do you usually get when you did it? Like a few cases?
Yeah, and I work from, if anybody wants to do it, I literally order from this place online where I get like discount, like cases of stuff.
So it just takes a few cases of like single serve wines and beers. And then you can come set up a table in there and serve drinks and put your sign on it and be there our beer and wine sponsor. If anybody would like to do that, we would appreciate it. We also need two gift baskets for two businesses. One, a donated gift basket for door prizes for that event. So we decided, we already talked about this a couple months ago, but we were doing these things every 2 months. We decided to scale it back just a little bit because that was a little too much. We're going to do 4 this year. We'll do them seasonally. So this is our winter mixer. We'll have a spring, summer, and fall mixer. Fall is already spoken for. That is Nick Donahue at Donahue Lawn Care. We did it there this past fall. It was a great event. He put a table up. He had it catered. So we're going to expand on that for this coming fall. But we do have spring and summer mixer. So if anybody would like to host those, if you have a location or you want to team up with a local restaurant or something, we're also looking for that. And we will, so yeah, I mean, I know when we did the Prestige, it wasn't us that did it. The last time it was at Prestige, you guys were there.
Mm-hmm.
It was the WDEA did one.
Right.
It's a beautiful place. It's a nice salon, it was a good event. So, again, it's January 16th. Save the date. We're going to get the announcement out real soon. What's that?
No, we have to talk about
it. Yeah. Does anybody have any announcements they would like to make?
Yes, I forgot to talk about something. So, I keep saying tax season's coming up. Next month, be there at Ruby Square. Larry Grow, who is part of Growing Tax Service, and I are going to have a fun little game next month for all of you. with like tax ideas.
Oh, that's right. You guys are going to do the 10-minute spot next month.
Well, you gave me 20.
Right. Well, we got plenty of time.
I know. Yeah, so next one, it'll be fun. We're going to throw out some new tax law questions, just question you on stuff you should probably know, but yeah, it'll be fun to be here.
I mean, does anybody think taxes are fun?
That's why I'm going to say it. All right, I'm embarrassed now. Taxes are so fun.
Anybody else got any announcements?
I have a question. What time's the winter mixer? What time is it?
Oh, sorry. Good point. 5 to 7 p.m.
Oh, you can go ahead and do that.
Actually, I have a quick one about Lincoln Warriors. So I'm trying to put together the calendar for volunteers. So when you guys know you have open days or times that, you know, kind of coincide with what we're looking for on days to volunteer, whether it's pack the bags, unload the trucks, things like that, you can either reach right out to us or email theweekendwarriorsct@gmail.com, and then I can follow up with you and just confirm that you're attending. And if you'd like to reoccurringly help, just let me know the days and times you're available, and I'll see if it matches with what we have.
Anybody else? Going once, going twice. This meeting is adjourned at 6:36. I think part of it has to do with eligibility. You know, people have already won. Is Jeff, your card's in there? Is anybody's card not in there that's here that's eligible to win?
No, I'm looking for your card. Okay.
Now nobody's card.
We're all winners. Everybody won.
Butlers to add to the Grady Thompson Trainwreck Memorial Park. That's also grant funded. The $5,000 is all grant money, but technically you still have to go to town meeting on it to approve it.
Yes.
The other thing which absolutely needs people to come out and support is the developer of 929. The town is proposing to sell the tax liens to him from the existing owner.
River Mill.
So that's one of the sort of key elements in the strategy to get the existing absentee owner out of the picture is to sell that tax lien to, but that also needs to be approved at town meetings.
To sell it to the developer.
To sell it, yeah. So they're going to purchase that lien from the town. And then that gives them the legal right to foreclose on him if he continues to drag his feet about the sale itself.
Okay.
So these are very important strategies. It is the kind of thing that people who don't understand or have an obstructionist mindset might come out to agitate against. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who understand how important that building is,
Monday at 7.
So
yeah. Here at the library.
So the developer would be paying the back two taxes.
Right. So they
The owner who's dragging his feet to sell it.
So
that's like rolling dice, isn't it?
It's much less rolling dice than what he's got now. And it's way too complicated to actually describe. There's literally a flow chart that we have.
Okay.
Okay. Which even when I look at it is like mind-boggling. But the assignment of the lien through sale by the town.
So it's going to eliminate the lien so there's a clear path to purchase it.
Correct.
Got it.
That and it gives the developer the ability to directly foreclose on the owner. Without getting into it too much, there's like a middleman involved.
Is there a mortgage company involved?
Sort of.
Oh, private mortgage guys?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
It's I'll show you the flowchart if you stop in my office. It's kooky.
Okay.
But anyway, it is a very important part of the strategy, and we just needed to sail through, and we have learned not to sleep on these issues at town meeting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that right across the street there?
Yeah.
It's the big
no,
right?
Yeah.
You
see, go around the corner, it's that.
Where we go to pack our bags, where are we?
Well, yeah, I have plans on it.
Oh, yeah.
What are the plans with it? What are the plans with it?
It's been the same plans for as long as this developer has been in the chain. So it's about 750,000 square feet total. The proposal is 300-ish units of 90% market rate rental housing and 36,000-ish square feet of mixed-use space, so that's commercial, office, whatever. It will be a huge transformative project for the economy of Johnson. I mean, it will be astonishing once it's done. But it's taken years to get to where we are now for various reasons. And these are some of the last steps that will enable us to sort of turn the corner.
And what's it closing now? Is there any redeeming value of what's going on in the building now?
So there's some tenants in there. The developer has essentially taken, call it spiritual ownership of the property. He has a property manager for it, even though he doesn't own it. They have tenants in there essentially just to keep the place from being vacant, which is what puts properties at highest risk.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear about all these mills that, you know, burn down in the middle of the night, it's because there's no eyes on them.
Right.
So that's the main function. And anybody who was at the meeting, I think it was back in September maybe, late August, early September, when the developer was up talking about some of the stuff, you know, the tenants in there, understandably, are like not crazy about the fact that no renovation has been done, but he really can't do any substantive renovation until he owns it.
I just wish he would do something with that road, though. Really,
but it's all the
weasel,
thing,
though,
right?
Come on, the weasel.
There's a weasel. Oh yeah, it's a weasel.
It's a true story. Yeah, don't look at me.
Yeah,
and the
story.
Bad.
Lori would like
it's
to know if there's a theme
already,
for the mixer.
Like, $1 million into
a theme for the mixer?
So
yeah.
So
Lori commented on the live stream and asked if there was a theme for the mixer.
It's Lori's mixer. What's the theme, Lori?
Yeah. All right, let me write back to her.
We need to know right now for tonight. We're gonna All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming to our final meeting of the year. Thanks for all your support. We'll see you next year.
Everybody can just help us with the chairs back. We would appreciate that.